Hey, this is John Davis. It's Friday, June 14th. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today, where I'm going to talk about moving from comparison to inspiration. Thanks again for joining me. I'm going to say a couple words. Curiosity. Lack of knowledge. Not knowing the answer. When you hear those words, what images do these ideas or thoughts conjure in your mind? What comes up for you when you think about them? And how does it feel in your gut to not understand something? Are we okay with that? Or does that bring up some kind of anxiety when we think about not knowing the answer? We live in a society where information of any and every kind is instantly at our fingertips. We want an answer, and immediately it is available to us. The technology is there that in an instant, when we want to know something, we can go and find that answer. We have been conditioned to now be expected to know everything or be okay with not having to learn anything. If we have instant access to any information, why is it that some of us, and I include myself in this, sometimes have trouble admitting that we don't understand something? I believe, and again, I include myself in this, many of us have something called a fraud complex. And again, this is not a psychological term, nor am I a psychologist or a therapist. But the word fraud complex works for me because it is just a way to describe a way of thinking that says, if you found out that I don't know what I'm talking about, you would reject me. It's the idea that we're supposed to know everything, and that if we don't, then there's something wrong with us. This fraud complex is made even more powerful by the thinking that expectations that are placed on some of this. Comparisons are made, of course. If you are not like your brother, then ... Or you don't do it like your dad did, then ... These expectations are born of a sense of lack. Here is the truth that I'm working on, albeit imperfectly these days. That truth is that we are enough. And furthermore, that each of us have gifts that nobody else has. This sense of being okay with our individual gifts is a cornerstone of a healthy self-esteem. When we can adopt an attitude of feeling proud of what gifts we have, we will begin to celebrate the gifts that others have. The comparison game ends when we realize that there is no one to compare ourselves to, because we are the only one that exists. This is so powerful to think about. To think about that we have not existed before. Maybe we are espousing ideas or concepts or bringing skills to the world that others have similar skills about. Maybe you can paint. Well, others can paint. Maybe you can write. Well, others can write. Maybe you play a musical instrument. Again, others play a musical instrument. The real key is that you are the only you that has ever existed. Therefore, by the sheer reality that you are the only you that has ever existed, you are going to bring gifts to this planet. When I think about that, that is such a powerful and affirming and beautiful way to think about valuing our gifts. And yes, absolutely, it is wonderful and well-meaning to admire others. I have lots of people in this world who I admire, and I am inspired by them. And that's something to aspire to, something to really work towards, is being inspired by other people. Inspiration is far different than comparison and comparing myself to others. Inspiration creates a feeling of curiosity and fosters connection between people. Comparison, however, creates distance and resentments. I invite you today to take a look at some ways that you could take pride in what you do. I invite you to seek out those who inspire you and to learn from them. And I invite you to let go of the idea that you should be somebody else. Our Creator made us a magnificent life with many talents. I invite you to go out there and discover what they are and celebrate them. I thank you for joining me today on this journey. I wish you a blessed day. And I hope that you can embrace your gifts and see them as valuable in this world. Until next time, have a wonderful day. Be blessed.